Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Card Room. Hello and welcome to the Carlton Blue podcast. I'm your host, Dan Rowlandson, joined by Matt Kendrick for this one. Matt, how are you, mate? You okay?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Well, pleasantly surprised by that. Today's video / podcast is all about Emi Martinez and Mark Bosnich. The reason I've come to you for this one is classic old man on the podcast. We'll get to the reasons why in a second. But generally speaking, whenever we do like a best Aston Villa Premier League team, most Villa fans tend to opt for Mark Bosnich as the goalkeeper, almost not by default, because I thought Brad Friedel was a decent goalkeeper for us. He would have been originally my pick of my time watching. If I had to pick a player I'd seen, because obviously Bosnich was before my time. But generally speaking, most Villa fans will pick Bosnich in goal. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll go on and discuss all of this, but I think probably look at him favourably. A, because he was a very good goalkeeper. B, last time we won anything, he was prominent in both of those triumphs. So, I'm just trying to think of the goalkeepers that we've had down the years. You've mentioned Friedel. We've had a mixture, haven't we? We've had like David James. Peter Enkelman. I'm not going to reel off every single goalkeeper, but he hasn't. I think there's nobody really until the current man, but nobody's really cemented their place in our hearts, I don't think, between Bosnich and this one. I forgot his name, Marty. I thought I'd forget the older one rather than forget the new one. But in a long answer to your question, yeah, he'd definitely be up there.
Yeah, and like I said, most of the fans up for Bosnich, and if this is 3 or 4 years ago, it's him by default. Let's move on. The only alternative is Brad Friedel, really. Okay, onwards with the rest of the team if you're kind of picking an 11. When we did this video, I don't know, 6 months ago, whenever it was, me and John did it together, and we both went for Bosnich, but kind of like by hearsay of, we've been told he's one of the best goalkeepers, so he has to go in there. Same of like Paul McGrath's one of the best centre-halves, so he has to go in there. Same kind of thing. We would both say, with our fan heads on, we'd go for Emi Martinez, because he's our goalkeeper. He's the one of our era. He's the one that's here now doing it. But I think, and the reason for this video is that I think a lot more Villa fans now would be swayed by having Martinez in their best 11 over Bosnich. Are you of that ilk as well, or am I firstly speaking for you, and is that out of touch or out of turn to say that he's better than Bosnich was?
That's outrageous, Dan. No, I'm very much in the being swayed by our argy-bargy, chaos-creating latest hero, to be honest. I think we're going to go through various aspects of why we've both come to this conclusion. You didn't want us to come to the conclusion at the end of the episode. We're okay to come to the conclusion now and then justify it. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely fine, yeah.
You sometimes get trapped, aren't you? You can get trapped by recency bias, or with me, you can get trapped by nostalgia bias, but I think there's enough now in this fella's armoury for him to kind of claim that crown. I love him, Dan. He entertains me, amuses me, he gives me a kind of, you know, I never really, I should do recently because we've conceded a few more goals from set pieces, but I never really worry when the ball's coming into the box.
Like a one-on-one or something, you think, well, they'll save this, so not bothered. And I think he's got better in the last 12 months or so as well, and hopefully that can continue over the rest of his time at Villa. We say he's a good age for a goalkeeper, don't we? I mean, Martinez, 31, could still, in theory, have 7 or 8 years at the top level. Obviously, hopefully for Aston Villa. The one thing that I think fans of Mark Bosnich and those that still would pick him as the number one for our kind of best 11, I think the first thing they would probably come back with was, well, he's got two pieces of silverware from 94 and 96. Emi Martinez, as of this video, has zero. Hopefully that changes in the matter of a couple of weeks rather than a couple of years. Does that come into the debate for you that you've got to kind of won something to be considered one of the best?
Well, I suppose Emi Martinez could counter that by saying he's got two pieces of goldware in terms of a World Cup and a golden glove. But in terms of winning it,
not for Villa, though, yeah.
No, it does. It elevates it because trophies have been so few and far between for us, particularly, you know, kind of the last however long. So it does elevate his status. Give him time. Give Emi time. And I think he could come creeping up on the rails to be level in that category as well. And, you know, does a Conference League trophy, does that trump a two league cup? Probably not. But I heard you and John talking about Villa being future Premier League winners after the news about Unai Emery. So I think a Conference League and a Premier League would probably trump two league cups, but getting greedy, aren't we?
Yeah, I think, and again, this is kind of leading into the video we did about Emery, about if he's here for 10 years or something, Villa will have success and trophies will be a part of that. I would love Martinez to be here for the rest of his career and be a massive part of that as well. And if that is the case and he is here for 5 or 6 years, I think Martinez will leave Aston Villa with more than two trophies. According to a quick Google search, he signed a new 3-year contract extension in January 2022. So that runs up until the end of the 26-27 season.
Like you say, good age, different
great
to Bosnich.
Age.
he's a great age. Different to Bosnich in that Bosnich peaked quite early and then his career... Well, everybody's career goes into decline when they leave Aston Villa, don't they? But his career then went into decline, whereby it's taken Martinez to his late 20s to establish himself as a Premier League number one. But you'd think, oh, I don't know, the magic of modern medicine and the way that footballers look after themselves nowadays and stuff, you'd hope that, what is he, Dan, is he 30? Is he
31.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm asking you a lot of questions here to expose my lack of research. You think he'd be playing until 35, 36? Whether
we spoke about this, were you not listening? I just said 31 a few minutes ago and said he could have 6 or 7 years at the top level.
Yeah, well, I'm just disagreeing with you. I think 6 or 7 years, he might be pushing it. I'm saying four or five years.
Okay, fair enough. Talk to me about Bosnich, kind of educate me, I suppose, and we've probably done bits of this before with various players over the years. I, as I said at the start, know how good he is from stories from the likes of yourself, my dad, or you know, videos over the years or whatever. What comparisons are there with Bosnich, the footballer, and Emi Martinez, the footballer? Forget personalities for a second. Penalties is the obvious shout for me as a quick glance over my research, Tranmere, etc., Lille, etc., for Martinez. Is that the biggest parallel? They're both very good at penalties.
I love the fact that you said stuff that you've learnt from me and your dad and your GCSE history books and all this kind of thing. Not that long ago. Emi, with his heroics to get us through that quarterfinal, he's got level with Bosnich now because Bosnich is always known and remembered for what he did in that semi-final against Tranmere. I think Bosnich was a pretty good... He got a pretty good, decent penalty record outside of those cup games as well, which I'm right thinking, I don't want to curse this, have we had any penalties against us this season?
Yeah, the last game.
Oh.
What was that you were saying before about lack of knowledge?
I'll, t- told you, mate, I've got, I can barely remember a couple of days ago, let alone 30 years ago with Bosnich. Penalties, I mean, he got a different style to Martinez. I don't think he was quite... I mean, Bosnich was a bit of a kind of wind-up merchant and a bit of a nutter. You know, the old adage, you don't have to be mad to be a goalkeeper, but it helps. There was something slightly unhinged about him, but I don't think he got the levels... He'd not got the levels of gamesmanship that nobody ever has or ever will, really. Although you'd probably think as an Australian with the kind of sledging in cricket and that kind of thing, you'd think that he'd probably be more predisposed to it than this madcap Argentinian. But I think one of the key things where Martinez edges it for me, and we've spoken about this a lot, is his ability as a sweeper keeper. I think we spoke about this after the Bournemouth game, didn't we, about how good he is with the ball at his feet. I don't remember Bosnich being particularly bad.
Different time, though, isn't it, I suppose?
Clearing the ball and goal kicks and stuff like that, but you'd never be kind of pinging little passes out to your fullbacks or playing 1-2s with your centre-halves. So that wasn't really a requirement. I do wonder now, when goalkeepers are being bred for the new world, how much of that is a factor? Because I think previously, to be a goalkeeper, if you're a decent size, you know, you got good reflexes and you got the command of your area, that would have probably been not quite enough, but those would have been the ingredients. But now, you know, Martinez just shows that you almost need to be a... We spoke about this the other day, so I don't want to repeat myself too much, but I wonder what level he could have played as an outfield player, because I'm not sure Bosnich would have played anything other than kicking around in the garden as an outfield player. But it's the way that these kind of roles evolve, really. But in terms of the all round game, with the exception of being comfortable distributing with the ball at his feet, Bosnich did have a lot of kind of tools in his armoury as well. He was always a brave goalkeeper. His reflexes were good. You know, he was a confident command of his box. Again, I think both of them were probably fortunate that they actually played for Aston Villa at a time when Villa were a bit good. So I think that has to be factored in. You know, I suppose we mentioned Brad Friedel as well, as probably another one who was able to play for Villa at a time when we were decent under Martin O'Neill. It'd be interesting to do a poll on the back of this in terms of a straight shootout between the two. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be probably influenced heavily by people who don't remember Bosnich just saying Martinez. But I wonder how many people of my generation and older will have been swayed.
I think you can do polls on YouTube. So if you can, there it is. It's on screen now. If nothing happened, I look stupid. So we'll do something on Twitter instead. But yeah, let us know. And yeah, don't just kind of go Martinez for the sake of it. If you don't believe it, I'd like it to be as, you know, close to realistic as possible. How much does appearances, just simply that, come into it first of all? So I've only taken these numbers from Wikipedia. Bosnich, 179 appearances for Villa over the course of 7 years, 92 to 99. Martinez, 142 from 2020 to now. Maybe less so outright appearances, but there was a stat, obviously, you know, fairly recently about Martinez's clean sheet record, a 34th clean sheet, which broke a club record of the most clean sheets in a goalkeeper's first 100 games, which was previously 33, obviously, by Bosnich and Friedel. So does that little kind of win for Martinez there kind of a tick in his box of like, well, he's bettered what Bosnich did, so he must be better?
I just think the stars have aligned, Dan, that he's arrived at Villa at a time where Villa were ready for him and he was ready for them. And,
yeah, definitely.
You know, if he's got that many clean sheets in his first... What was it, 34 in 100 games or something? That's not bad going if you consider that his first 100 games, we weren't as good as we are now. You know what I mean? We've been battling a little bit further down the table than we are now. So I think that's... What was the year when did he get the Golden Glove?
Oh, come on, why are you asking me these questions that I'm just expecting
to ask to check any of this?
I've Googled Emi Martinez Golden Glove and that picture from the World Cup has come up.
Because there was that year, wasn't there, when he was close to X amount of clean sheets and he was in the race for it, wasn't he?
The individual awards are listed on Wikipedia are the Yashin Trophy, the best FIFA men's goalkeeper, the World Cup Golden Glove, Copa America's best goalkeeper, Copa America team of the tournament, and Villa player of the season 2020-2021, in which that season he got... It doesn't say on Wikipedia, so let's just say lots of clean sheets.
Yay!
Obviously, we've spoken a lot about football. I said earlier on, kind of let's forget personality for a little bit. Let's bring personality back into the conversation now. We all know what Martinez offers, kind of the wind-up merchant element. How did the two compare just for what they bought in terms of the dressing room antics or whatever?
On Martinez, first of all, you know, he's kind of got this nickname, Debu, because am I right thinking it's after some kind of South American cartoon character?
Yeah.
What must that character be like? You know, what are they showing their kids over in Argentina? he must be like a Dennis the Menace type kind of a little bit of a rogue, hadn't he?
Yeah, you'd make like a little bit of a troublemaker.
Yeah, a little bit of a mischief maker. I think he's definitely got a bit of that about him. In terms of Bosnich, kind of arrogance, an arrogant swagger. And again, this is probably stereotyping, but the kind of thing that you'd expect from a Australian sportsman, I think, just carrying themselves with that, but could back it up because he'd got that ability. And I think that playing in that team, you know, we've spoken to Ron, haven't we, not so long ago, and there would have been a lot of big personalities in there. So the fact that Bosnich was a young man in his early 20s when he burst onto the scene at Aston Villa, he must have had something about him. He must have had that strong personality to be able to cope in that dressing room. It's funny, I don't know whether this was the case, but it was almost, you could make an argument that the making of Bosnich was being thrown in at the deep end at a young age, and sink or swim, and he managed to swim and do really well. But Martinez, it was perhaps almost the having to wait, and the almost like the journeyman journey, if you like, that was the making of him. I tell you what always reminds me, this sounds really, really, really stupid. I drive down Hagley Road to get to Villa and go through Jewellery Quarter and Lascelles Way. Within about 300 yards of two buildings down the Hagley Road, one of them always reminds me of Emi Martinez because it's that Argentinian Fiesta del Asado. Have you ever been there?
I don't know.
Do you like steak?
I do, yeah. I love a good steak. How'd you have your steak?
Well, I'm boring, mate. I don't like the blood in it, so I'll get mine ruined, basically.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say well done then, but... Just on the other side, it's an Indian restaurant now called Akbar's, which used to be Liberty's, which was a club where Bosnich, Dwight York, and all the Villa 90s players used to go in. Mm. So it's a bit of a tenuous...
Why did I get John Townley on this podcast? Never get this with him. So if you were picking now, best Premier League era 11, your goalkeeper would be Martinez now, whereas a couple of years ago, it's kind of Bosnich by default.
Yeah, for these reasons, Martinez is great with his feet. If you've ever seen Bosnich take out Jürgen Klinsmann, you know he's better with his knees. I think Martinez, the chant that we've got for him, Emi Martinez, the world's number one. You can't really get much better than that as a goalkeeper. Yeah. Whereas Mark Bosnich, although it was a fun chant, a version of the Hokey Cokey, the Aussie Bosley. So I think Emi wins on the chant. One's a World Cup winner. The other's a League Cup winner, although those League Cups were fantastic. One's from Down Under. The other one has his badge upside down.
Oh, God's sake.
You thought the Hagley Road thing was tenuous? I think that's about it.
I mean, the best part of it is you've written that down.
I did write that one down.
So when you said you had not had much time for research, you did, but you put it in the wrong areas.
I do all the right kind of prep, don't I? Okay. But Emi Martinez, the world's number one, Aston Villa's number one, edges out Mark Bosnich for me in terms of Aston Villa's Premier League number one.
Mm. And I'll be keen to see what people think. I think a lot of people will suggest that Martinez needs to win a trophy before they consider him to be better than Bosnich. In terms of like the accolade of the best goalkeeper in a certain era, I think most people will probably think he's the better goalkeeper outright in terms of ability. But to kind of like recognise an achievement, he has to win something to be crowned the best. Interested to hear your thoughts, as always. Do not forget that this podcast is sponsored by NordVPN. All the information that you need is in the link down below. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Can people let us know how they have their steak and what sauce they have it with as well? Just to educate me.
Yeah, no source.